The laws of Kriya Shema, and we're up to chapter 82. And this is the law of Din Soya Yivesho by Beis Ifim. We're talking about dried up soya. You know, when does it still have this status? It says like this. Okay, we got to go through these halachas here. So halacha aleph. Okay, this actually is the final law. So then we're going to talk about other laws. It says that soya, afilu yivesha kicheres, even if it says dried out, totally dried out, it's like, comes like clay, ve'em bareich klal, there is no odor, osur liknois connected, you're still not allowed to read, basically, min ha-toyra, afilu yivesha kol kach, and even if it's so been dried out, she'in yizrkena nifreches, if you would throw it, it would come apart, yesh li stopik, so there is a doubt, a question, the lesser, and we should prohibit it. Because it's a doubt from the Torah, we should be more stringent. Till when it reaches a level that if you roll it, it falls apart. Because it's easier that it will be falling apart when you throw it than glila. So when you throw it, that's not good enough. But when you roll it, that's considered totally disintegrated. It's already no longer considered soya. Avok shenfrechs legalila azayik offer. Then it's considered like if it would be coming apart when you roll. Then it's considered like dust. Umutal likros kenegda. You have to read opposite it. Avapish lenisparcha dain. Even though it has not yet been taken apart, but it's that stage already. It's been dried out like that. So it's no longer considered soya. Avalim to shaber lishnayim of the galila, but just being broken to two when you roll it ends a mile, that doesn't help. And the time of the winter in which it freezes, becomes like a stone, actually stopping, then there's a questionable whether you're allowed to read opposite it. Perhaps even though it's congealed, it's hard, it's frozen, but still considered soya. It's the same, it'll have the same status as we have, as we'll learn later on, that in front of a beis hakisa, in front of a toilet, you're not allowed to, even though there is nothing in there, you're not allowed to reach. Because it's still considered, name is still there. As we'll see in the next siman, in siman pe gimel, sif aleph, we'll see over there. And this word would be, of course, perhaps, because it can go back to its original state, through the heat. So right now, it's nothing, it's not soya, but it could go back to its original state. If it's a doubt, since it's a question of the Torah, because the Torah doesn't allow to read in front of soya, so we should be strict and not daven or say the Kriya Shema in front of it. Further, Siv Beis, subsection 2. Now we're talking about meraglayim shenivlu bikarka, the meraglayim that has been absorbed already into the ground, so it's no longer visible. Ime martiv mayad shenegaz behem, but if they would moisture the hand, if you touched it would still be moist. Also likus kenegdom, then you're not allowed to read opposite it. Yeshemrim, and there's others that say shein osur elo b'tofer chamanas latfiach, that it only has to be so moist that if you touch something else, keep going. Would you make it also moist? If you place your hand on the spot in the ground, so there would be a moisture in your hand, and then you place your hand on something else, then it will become moisture. But if there is not such moisture, that is permissible. That's the other part. So the one says it's just moisture alone is enough. One says it needs enough moisture to make something else moist, which means it needs to be a little more wet. We can rely on the words to be leading the suffering, because we learned meraglayim are not also from the Torah. That's only also from the rabbis. And therefore, since it's a question of the rabbis, then we can be leading. Okay, so this concludes Sif Pei Beis. And let's start. We'll do the next Sif over here.